Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to be breaking down the forced inoculator. Rick Perry, Al Gore's chief. Ringwraith. Al Gore is very pleased. He also likes Mitt Romney and has endorsed him, saying that he's done a fabulous job on global warming. Yeah, riding Obamacare isn't enough for you Republicans. Why don't you just elect Satan? I want to continue with your calls. I got a bunch of news, obviously, dealing with government shutdown of cell phones to stop free speech. More on bizarre statement by the New York Times writer Krugman about needing a staged event in America to get their world government through. So we're going to be breaking that down. TJ in Georgia, then Merrill, Paul, Alex, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9031. It's now free for all. Go ahead, TJ in Georgia.
Alex, I have a question mainly on what concerning World War III. Basically, when you had Lindsay back on the show, he was talking about, you know, that we are going to betray the entire Middle East. My question is, so after we basically do that, that basically leaves...
Well, by we, you mean the bankers that run this country through a bunch of zombie television watchers who are really nothing but sock puppets.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the shadow government, when they basically do that, that leaves basically Israel over there. So my question is, do you think they all are going to converge on Israel? And it's going to lead to World War III, the major war they were talking about at the end of 2012, or what?
You know, I don't know if Lindsey Williams' sources are right about everything. They've been right about most stuff. And the RAND Corporation and others have said they want something bigger than a regional war. Because then the globalists through America, we're the beast that gives power to the little beast, if you want to get into religion, into the Bible. And, of course, everything is a model of itself. These things go throughout history and repeat themselves over and over again. But the plan is to start a giant war, and then everybody will accept the carbon taxes and Lord Rothschild and his great minions like Al Gore and others. So they need a big war, so we'll forget. I'm going to get to that later. That's actually in the news today. So we'll forget about all the things they've done to us.
Now, another thing is, like, when it comes down to Ron Paul, you know, all of these people that are coming against Ron Paul, all of these are really nothing but sick, twisted people who are, you know, trying to play these little mind games. And because... I'm 20 years old, and I'm in psychology, and I've been trying to inform people, and I can just tell you, like, how many of these kids, they just be laughing at me, and they just be inside, you know, their little groups talking about, oh, TJ, he's nothing but this crazy individual thinking that this and this is going to happen. But you know what? The truth is that they know it's true, and they are afraid of Ron Paul, and they are afraid of people like us all because they already know what it basically is to come. And so they.
Well, here's what happens, TJ. When you talk to the average jellyfish, who literally is in a lower brainwave state from television watching, that's a fact, they get shocked and scared, and they think you're showing off that you understand some issues and have some political ideas. That's weird to them. And so they're like, he's not talking about sitcoms, or he's not talking about dramas or football games. This guy's telling me that we need to be involved. They think you're telling them to go clean the garage. They think they can just choose. I'm not into politics. You know, I've got my own life. They don't understand you get into politics or you get run over. They don't understand that human history is slavery and bondage and death and war and pain. As Thomas Jefferson said, you may fight as hard as you can, and you're probably going to lose your freedom. But if you roll over like a bunch of effeminate, it's wrong to say effeminate because women are great, whatever these men are, these giggling smirkers, let them giggle, let them smirk. You tell you, hey, you zombies may wake up later. Remember, you were warned. I'm looking for people. You're looking for folks that got the sunglasses on that know what's going on, TJ. Morrell, Paul, Alex, Pamela, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we're now 8 minutes into hour number three. Thank you so much for joining us. If you just tuned in, I've been ranting and raving about the fact that Fox News, Politico, CNN, we went over example after example. Politico had headlines like, in fact, we can find that, put it back up, I'll read the actual headline. Bachman gets first place, Palente right behind her. And no one mentioned Ron Paul lost by a couple hundred votes and got second place, or that he's won the other key straw polls in places like New Hampshire. Michelle Bachman wins AIM straw poll, Palente gets third. Look, I mean, have you ever been to a horse race where they tell you who the first horse was and the third horse? And I played the CNN clip going, yes, it's our job to ignore him and make sure he can't win, because he can't win. They're not scared of any of the other candidates because they're all bought and paid for. Michelle Bachman, Rick Perry, Barack Obama, Mr. Carbon Tax, Mr. Obamacare, Mitt Romney. I mean, they all hung their shingle out, their business, decades ago and said, I'm a political prostitute. I am ready to do whatever you want me to. I mean, here it is in the news today. Under scrutiny, Perry walks back HPV decision, walks back. And you read the quote he was asked in New Hampshire last night why he signed an executive order to force little girls to take the HPV shot. And he said, well, I did the wrong thing, and I wasn't as informed as I should have been, and the Texas legislature got a hold of me, and I think that's great. I mean, you can go read the full quotes here. Let me tell you briefly, and then I'll go back to your calls, what Rick Perry did, why I hate him so much. Because I didn't hate Rick Perry till he did this. Not for going to Bilderberg Group, not for supporting the handover of 8,000 miles of Texas roads to Centra of Spain, not for passing franchise taxes on businesses, a state income tax on businesses, and a bunch of other taxes, not for being completely phony. I just thought he was another political prostitute, another unsavory creature of Karl Rove who got him to leave the Democratic camp and to stop working for Al Gore in 1990 or 91. But I remember when they couldn't get Merck and their Gardasil shot in 2006, they couldn't get it on the market. And they'd had trials. You can just type deaths in the trials of Gardasil. They had deaths all over the U.S., dozens and dozens and dozens. Now it's in the hundreds. And if you didn't die, people had blood pouring out of every orifice, every pore dripping blood, paralyzed, convulsions, foaming at the mouth. Just type in Gardasil side effects. And, I mean, you'll see it. In fact, guys, type into the search engine right now, Gardasil, deaths, foaming at the mouth, coma. And that should get them ABC News or WorldNet Daily, both had similar headlines. And so I'm interviewing women in studio who are paralyzed for months and still can't move their arm. You know, I have them in studio who barely survived it in the trials, and I'm reading about cheerleaders dying from it. And then Rick Perry comes out and says, it's a law in Texas, you will take this shot. It's going to save girls. And I went, well, number one, there's not a law. He put it on the list of recommended at the state health department, which the schools then say is part of your requirement to go to school, but it's a policy, not a law, and they can't make you. But then the control freaks want you to still acquiesce to something. So they say, okay, fine, you don't have to. Just fill out this waiver form. And then we keep a list of you dissenters at the health department. But there's no law for that. And again, my children have been homeschooled and private school. The private schools always ask for it. They always say, give us the waiver. We say no. We show them the law. No waiver needed. They say, wow, thank you for teaching us. Principals don't know this. Now, so he runs this hoax for several issues here, saying it's the law, you've got to take it. If you just type in Rick Perry Gardasil, it'll come up too. Associated Press, Merck, Perry ties run deep. It's got all the stuff in it as well. There it is. CDC report stirs controversy for Merck's Gardasil vaccine. That's ABC. I want to show folks Gardasil foaming at the mouth, Gardasil comas. That should get it for you. I don't want to just say bleeding and comas. I want you to see it. Now, continuing here with the point I was getting to. I'll tell you how to search it. Search this. Deaths in Gardasil trials. And then that brings up the headlines about blood and comas and flopping around and bleeding out of every orifice. There's also videos on YouTube on the news. If you can stand to look at little girls with blood pouring out of every orifice. Now, it's basically like a bullet-style death. Now, the issue is he knew all of this. He knew all of this. Merck said, well, we can't put it on the market. India did trials and refused. Russia did trials. Everybody tried it. People died. So who do they find in the whole world to A, run a hoax and tell you it's the law, you got to take it, and then B, sit there and watch people die and get Guillain-Barrés and flop around and have convulsions? What did he do? Well, they went to a state called Texas, and they found a man called Rick Perry, who not only would he mandate it for all schoolgirls 12 and under, now they try to mandate boys in Texas, the whore media, every radio station, every TV station, complicit little prostitutes who will do whatever they're told and love putting makeup on and being seen on TV or being heard on the radio. They probably kill their own kids to do it. I mean, this is the scum of the earth. Every outlet out there ran the headline. It's the law, the governor says. He orders it. He's your boss. And people lined up and the deaths began and the people started rebelling. The legislature had to come in and pass a law explaining to people that it's not the law that you got to take this shot. Now, that's the type of person that we have in Texas. That's the type of individual that we have who said he wasn't going to run and pledge and always meant to break the pledge to pique people's interest in him like he's some type of reluctant hero. This guy is a complete sickening joke. And now, this isn't a public reversal. He got asked at a press conference and said, well, I should have handled that better because the news is saying this is really hurting him, that he's this big libertarian Texan who wants to force you to take experimental drugs that Gardasil put out by Merck that they wanted to dump on the market but couldn't. Because this is what happened when a governor puts it on the list of recommended vaccines, mandated is the word, and the media went along with that hoax to tell everybody that they had to take it, again, just as complicit in the murder and the maiming. When he comes out and mandates it, vaccine liability federal fund kicks in, the $10-plus billion they've got they quietly pay people off with. So they could dump a drug they knew was going to maim and kill folks and have federal protection because a governor mandated it. That's what the federal law states. If a governor or the president or Congress mandates something, then the vaccine, if there's a public health mandate, if government says we want you to take this, well, the vaccine makers said, well, then you've got to cover us. Well, they went and sought the government mandate to dump a live virus injection. Listen, do this. Do WorldNet Daily Gardasil, and it'll come up. In fact, I'll show everybody right now. Watch this. There it is. Death toll linked to Gardasil vaccines rises. Complications include shock, foaming at the mouth, convulsions, and coma. Awesome. You found it. There's also an ABC News one that's got it. I'm not just saying blood pours out every orifice here to get your attention. This is what it does. Hundreds and hundreds dead. We got Warren Buffett coming out saying we got to raise taxes on the rich. He means somebody making more than you. Somebody making $100,000 a year while he's exempt from the taxes. That's coming up too. I just can't handle it anymore. These people make me want to throw up, and Rick Perry makes me want to vomit. I got a lot of big breaking news here. Oh, nobody wants to dominate the world. Nobody wants world government. Nobody wants globalism. Nobody wants to take your liberty. Nobody wants to conquer you. But every major corporation admits that's their goal. Our government is run by these people. Here's MSNBC. I saw it on MSNBC this morning. This is out of a Wall Street Journal Market Watch. Google wants world domination. Well, is that a conspiracy theory? Nobody wants global domination. Not Julius Caesar, not Adolf Hitler, not Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan. I mean, yeah, they've dominated us. They've bankrupted us. They're totally destroying our freedom. But nobody's trying to dominate you. The evil doesn't exist. Google set up by the NSA, spying on everybody without warrants. You know, they don't want any power. Google Inc. is hell-bent on world domination, nothing less. Google has agreed to pay 63% premium in a $40 a share cash offer to Motorola Mobility Holding Inc. handset making operation. The proposed deal is valued at $12.5 billion. It's a gambit that will create upheaval in the market for mobile computing and wireless devices. Read more about Google's deal to buy Motorola Mobility. Well, Google's been given all their major software platforms by DARPA. It is DARPA run. It is the highest level of Bilderberg now with Schmidt. And, of course, they paid a 60% premium. This isn't about profits. It's about domination. Of course. Of course, Google is so bold. 5 years ago, they admit they're watching you over the camera built into your computer. They don't care. They're just like in Philadelphia where the school said, yeah, we watch you at home over your computer, in the shower, in the bed. What you going to do about it? We got SWAT team standing by. But you're still kooky if you don't like it. Oh, yeah, we're setting up a global domination system run by private banks and corporations, but you're still a kook if you don't like it. Oh, we're setting up a new world order, and we're getting rid of the Constitution. But if you say we are, it doesn't exist. You're like, but that's crazy. And they look at you and they say, you may be conscious and aware of what we're doing,
But the general public isn't. And we're going to hurt all of you real bad.
Your calls are straight ahead. I got a bunch of other news I'm going to get to. So I just got to one or two articles here. I've got like 70 or 80. I don't know how I'm going to cover it all. But we've got to warn everybody. We got to warn people!
Our rights as individuals to freely purchase dietary supplements over the counter are under constant attack. The globalists want to ban all supplements formulated after 1994. Governments are hoarding raw materials, affecting our ability to purchase these products at a reasonable price. Even organic foods are stripped of nutrients due to overuse of soil and compromised growing conditions. Storable foods are essential, but you also need to make sure you have the nutrients you need to stay healthy during emergencies. Go to SurvivalRx.com today and see the amazing line of storable supplements they have to protect the ones you love. The owners of SurvivalRx.com have been in sports nutrition for over a decade, and they realize the need for long-term storable vitamins. The result is a triple nitrogen flushing method, which allows these vitamins to maintain their strength for decades. Again, go to SurvivalRx.com. That's SurvivalRx.com.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to a3p.me. That's A, the number 3, p.me. It's time to take America back.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com. Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
This is not America, my friends, where we always just give up more and more freedom. How much further are we going to slide? It's a little piece of me. It's a little piece of you. We die for the system. Yeah, let them cut corners, but pretty soon there's nothing left of the Constitution. And so, the establishment in Time Magazine, Newsweek, everywhere. You heard that police officer call in earlier. He was shocked by the image of the Constitution being shredded on the cover of Time Magazine with the message, does it matter? Yeah, it matters more now than ever. You notice as it goes away like oxygen out of the room, all of our liberties and freedoms and blessings are gone. And now they're selling, getting rid of it completely, that that'll bring the prosperity back. Oh, yeah, it's great in North Korea and Mexico and places where they don't have any due process. Oh, it's real good. All right, I'm going to go to Merrill, Paul, Alex, Paula, and Tim, and I want to try to go a little quicker because I do have to get to the world news, the financial news. There's a bunch of other breaking news that's just blowing me away right now. But I want to go to your calls. I just want to point out to people that I intended to, when I was fishing this morning at like 6 to 7:30, just went fishing real quick with the kids down the street, that I was going to come in here and talk about all the positive things. And I have talked about a lot of positive stuff today, but perhaps I'll just shoot a special report for PrisonPlanet.tv going over all the positive things that have happened, because I need to categorize it and really give you a progress report from my perspective. But we're giving the globalists one hell of a fight. You know, the biggest thing that tyrants do is first they tell you there's no good and evil, so you don't have a moral judgment, so you're rudderless, so they can get away with whatever they want. But they also break your will. They train you to just accept more and more to the point of, it's abnormal that when I see Politico and Fox and CNN and others not even mention Ron Paul in the poll results, the straw polls in Iowa, and I showed examples earlier. I mean, that is brazen. It's brazen that when Ron Paul wins polls on Fox, they won't show him. Or that CNN was caught using a fake poll when Ron Paul had won another poll a month ago and got caught. I mean, they're not just ignoring him because they're scared. They're running scared. Well, that's big positive right there. I mean, they're having to absolutely pull out all the stops and just hope that you don't get upset about them really abusing you, abusing me. I mean, I am flabbergasted, as bad as I know these people are, that they are this brazen. I use that word a lot, brazen, naked, chutzpah. Arrogance, in your face, hidden in plain view. I don't know. But people ask, how does stuff get so bad in North Korea? By increments. In Russia, how did it get so bad? By increments. In Nazi Germany, by increments. In Cuba, by increments. In Venezuela, by increments. In Rome, by increments. Khmer Rouge, by increments. And again, all I've got going for me is that I started reading history for entertainment. I was about 5-6 years old, and I could barely read. My parents had countless Time Life books. You know, they had these leather-bound ones about the West, and it was all gunfights and the history of saloons in the West, and they had a big World War II collection and a big World War I collection, and they had a Nazi collection and a Soviet collection. And by the time I was about 10, because we had a television, but we weren't allowed to watch it except at dinner. You know, before dinner, when my mom was cooking, she'd watch the news. They'd let me watch Shakespearean plays and things on PBS sometimes. And in the summer, she'd let me watch Godzilla Week. Me and my friends, you know, sit there and eat bologna sandwiches and watch that. Then she'd say, now go to the local pool. Get out of here. Go play. But the point is that I read hundreds of history books. And I got addicted to those, and then I started reading hundreds and hundreds of others. Big, thick, you know, not illustrated Time Life stuff, which was pretty heavy reading in its own right when you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. But I read Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, sure. I read Order of the Death's Head, Heinz Hobel. I read The Mind of Adolf Hitler, Secret British Wartime Report, Declassified in 66. I read part of Rise and Decline of the Roman Empire. I couldn't quite make all that out when I was like 10. Well, you couldn't get me to do schoolwork, but you could get me to read history books because it was so action-packed. And then I started going to college, and I saw tyranny being set up. I was like, I've read about this, what you're doing. They look at me in the eye. Because they're the little tyrants. They're the little control freaks. They get off on the fact that other people aren't aware. And all I've ever tried to do is warn people since then.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides 3 hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
Let's talk to Merrill in Utah, Paul, Alex, Pamela, and Tim, and then I've got to start racing through the other news here. Merrill, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Pretty good. What's your view on all these topics we've been covering?
Oh, God, man. You're really hitting hard on it. I really agree with you. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I had a couple points today. A lot of people don't realize that, you know, they support this gun control, and they just don't realize that the ultimate goal is to disarm us, it's to disarm and implement tyranny. You know, Janet Reno is quoted as saying waiting periods are a step, registration is only a step, prohibition of private firearms is a goal.
By the way, that's on record. That was in a letter to the Brady campaign. Obama's on record for a total gun ban. The Violence Policy Center, Handgun Control Inc., the Brady Center, they admit abolition of individual ownership of guns. That's in the UN UNIDIR treaty. And then when we talk about it, the George Soros outfits make fun of us like it doesn't exist. They know full well it does. That's what I mean. These are duplicitous, anti-liberty scum who admit their intentions to themselves, and then we say, listen, no more gun control. You want our guns. And they go, we just want to be reasonable. That's what I mean, folks. They're tyrants. They're scum. Stop being conned. Wake up. We're in trouble.
Damn right we are. Well, anyway, sir, there's another one from Sarah Brady. She says, our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed.
She said that on the House floor. That went out live on C-SPAN, and then it was published in, what, Education Quarterly?
Yep, that's right, 1994.
Total filth. Yeah, total filth. I know. Listen, notice they're massing their weapons against us while they don't want us to have weapons. I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
Look at Britain. I mean, look what's happening there. If they had guns, they could stand up and defend their business.
Well, they think it's weird that, man, these people want to own guns. Of course we do. In every case in history, if you don't own guns, you're a slave. The state has to protect you from the giant welfare class they've created. Oh, it's totally sick. Anything else, Merrill?
Just keep up the good work. I'm fully behind you, and, you know, my family thinks I'm crazy, but I would like to know one thing is, what movie would you recommend to wake people up?
I would have to say Obama Deception, Endgame. I appreciate your call, Merrill. Merrill, any salesman will tell you, the hardest people to sell are folks that know you. Rick Perry likes to quote it. It's true. A prophet's not known in his own country. And your family is going to think you're showing off to them. Or they changed your diapers. Doesn't matter if it was 4 years ago. And I just wouldn't waste your time with your family. But a lot of times when you're nice to people and like, oh, I really want to warn you, they take it as like you're weak and they're rebuffing you makes them feel good. Quite frankly, if family's too mean to you, unless it's your wife or whatever, how about you don't talk to them for 6 months? That'll get, I mean, you know, this is serious business here. This country's going to hell in a handbasket. You're in 1939 Germany telling them Hitler isn't good, and they're laughing at you around the dinner table. You know, I'm not saying top the table over, but you know what? Desperate times take desperate measures. And years ago, I'd say just ignore them. But the tyranny is so out in the open now. Do people have any idea what it means when there's no Bill of Rights or Constitution? It's like there not being a Hoover Dam and your house is built down at the bottom. What happens if the dam suddenly disappeared? You'd be in 500 feet of water in seconds. If they can torture people, if they can launch wars without any type of approval from Congress, if the ATF can put new gun laws in place without laws, if Rick Perry can say it's the law, take a shot, knowing good and well it's been killing people, and there's not even a law, he just says it, and the whole media of Texas got behind him and the national news and said, yeah, it's the law, take it. And people started dying. They were like, woohoo, yeah, woohoo, and calling us kooks and nuts. But you know what? 4 years later, he's running scared from it. Lawsuits are all in place, and hardly anybody's taking that shot anymore. See, it's only tough to be right up front. What is it Mark Twain said? In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man. I'm trying to remember the exact full quote. When I start trying to speed up so I get to your calls, and I start babbling. Guys, pull up the Mark Twain quote for me. Mark Twain, a patriot is a scarce man. In the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Yep, there it is. Mark Twain quotes, in the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. See, I'm always paraphrasing it. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. That was in his notebook in 1904. I mean, people, I have sat there with family. Most of my family are really great awake people, but I've sat there with family year after year and said, you ought to invest in gold, and they laugh at me as it goes up. And the next year I see them and I say, gold's gone up again, and they laugh again. And the higher gold goes, the bigger idiot I am, the writer I am. And now when I see those people, I don't bring up the gold issue. They bring it up and laugh more. Now, see, in the old days, a bad decision would mean you'd freeze to death or be killed by lions or starve. In the old days, no matter what culture, people were real close to reality, real close to the where the rubber meets the road. Only in this modern decadent society could cowardly people giggle and snicker. But when they giggle and snicker looking at me, they are almost crying. They're upset. They're scared. They're thinking, this guy has been right about everything. And so I'm going to giggle and snicker, kind of like gallows humor, to make themselves feel like they're on top of things. That's what they do. And it's pathetic to the point of I won't even go around those people now. Not because I even hate them. I don't want to be in their presence. Because people like that are going to buy whatever they're told. You know, a lot of you have seen the footage, the films of Jews and other people being run into dirt pits and shot in the back of the head. And I'm sure you've seen the footage of the naked women with their babies in their arms being run in there, humiliated, and being shot in the head. And people say, why did they put up with it? Because by increments they put up with it. If you'll put up with 1 inch of tyranny, you'll take a million miles. And so there are many people listening right now that would actually, to get the approval of a man in a black uniform, would tie their own two-year-old's arms to a post before they're shot. I mean, I've watched a lot of newsreels, raw newsreels. We've actually purchased them from the National Archives. I have watched hours of newsreels of Nazi executions. I've also seen some Soviet executions. They weren't as prolific at documenting it as the Nazis. And in most cases, the men, if they were still dressed, would take their hats off and bow to the Nazis and try to jog perfectly to get their approval. And were very proud of themselves that they stood up straight to be shot. Not me, ladies and gentlemen. Number one, I wouldn't be in that position. I'd have been dead a long time ago, taking a bunch of people with me. That's A. And B, if I would have gotten in the position, if they tasered me or whatever, and a month later I'm out of jail being run into a pit, when I was running by one of the Nazis, with all of my hatred, I would grab them and bite their nose off. I would have enough strength at that point to break their neck with my bare hands. Any of you can do that if you just turn it loose. I will not sit here and suck on the gun barrel before you blow my brains out. You understand me? I am not under your mind control. I broke my conditioning a long time ago. And it's time for people to be born again hard. That's a line from Full Metal Jacket. But that's an old saying they had I read back in the 50s and 60s in the Marine Corps. People who were really weak but finally went through their pain and woke up and found their strong side. It's time to be born again hard. It's time to get your mind hard and stop being chicken necks. Just because you live in denial doesn't mean all this evil isn't swirling around you trying to get rid of the last bits of the Constitution so it can run wild on us. I am not going to run into any physical pit or psychological pit and lick your boots. Do you understand that? I want that straight. I want that understood. Paul in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How are you, sir?
Good.
I am a Navy veteran from the I was active during the Carter administration, and I've heard you talk about the RAND Corporation, and I applaud you because you're really close there. That's the crux of the biscuit right there. I've also been in and around CPS there in Austin and had my child kidnapped. And I I grew up on the Pacific Missile Test Center. I had my 18th and 19th birthday on the San Nicolas Island. I think you should ask your friend Jesse about it. I think people should Google it and find out more about it. The Rand Corporation was really embedded in America from the beginning, and I'm sure you catch a lot of flack for that because you're over the target. I applaud you. I applaud your patience. And I've been waking people up for 30-plus years, and it's so much easier when I can refer to somebody like you and say, hey, just go listen to him. Just go ahead for an hour. And I like what you're doing, and I'd love to support you in any way I can.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Yeah, the Rand Corporation has really diagrammed in the last 60 years much of what our country is today. The federalization of police, everything. And at the end of the day, they are nihilistic atheists who believe in a soulless world. They believe in a one-world government. And they believe in the end of the family and everything decent. And I don't know what else I can say. Anything else, sir?
Well, I can. You know, I got to look at one of their operations manual when I was just a kid, and it shocked me. It woke me up, and it was a little bit more than a 19-year-old can handle. And you know, I've been when I went home, you know, my native Detroit, and started telling my friends, "Oh my God, guys, you are not going to believe this." And they didn't. And I applaud the way you stitch it all together, and you are certainly over the target.
What particular, that would probably be a classified RAND document. What did the document pertain to?
Oh, it was just how they were going to dumb down America, what they were going to use, how they were going to do it, what weapons, be they mind weapons, be they physical weapons, be they chemical weapons. Eli Lilly was tied into it quite deeply. You know,
Well, you know, you're right. I shouldn't get mad at the public. And that was another epiphany I have on a daily basis but never articulated. I get mad at people and call them jellyfish. I'm just a little more resistant than most people. You are as well. They've put poison and chemicals on record in everything. There's a reason men don't look like men. There's a reason IQs are dropping. I mean, these people are so evil. And that's what I said earlier. It's that we can't recognize it. And Rand and others pointed out, they said, Hitler moved too quick. We're not going to line you up in ditches and shoot you. We're going to line your soda pop cans with bisphenol A and give you cancer and sterilize you. We're going to put it in your GMO. We're going to put it in your water. We're going to put it in your sodium fluoride water, and we're going to hurt you. And isn't that the ultimate form of domination, to just slowly poison and kill people? And they love the unknown, the untotal pain, all the death, all the sorrow, all the untimely deaths, all the addled brains, all the brain damage. It's just beautiful to them. Because to control freaks, if you're a David Rockefeller or a Zbigniew Brzezinski or a Warren Buffett, they can just walk down the street. They always act like, you know, on TV interviews with ice cream cones, they're little sweet guys that care about you. And they just get to look at everybody and think about what they're doing to everybody. And Bill Gates just wears little glasses and smile and act real cute to everybody. And these are mass murdering killers. It's so much fun to them, isn't it?
You know, all truth goes through three stages. Opposite, you know, ridicule first, then opposition, and then acceptance.
Look at Rick Perry. Anybody doubts they're trying to kill us? They knew for a year and a half Gardasil was killing people. They couldn't get any country to approve it. So they had Rick Perry take an experimental vaccine and order it given to children so that once it was mandated, they got protection. I mean, Rick Perry is a conscious child murderer. And I got to have all these little chicken-necked, you know the types I'm talking about, milquetoast, fake Christian people sit there and send me emails about how I'm against a man of the Lord. Don't they know that the devil masquerades as an angel of light and will quote scripture better than the other angels? Don't they know? No, they don't know it. They're a bunch of abominable. I'm sorry, they're not abominable. They are drug-addled zombies. Anything else you'd like to add?
I would say that they can be taught, and nobody is exempt from waking up. And it's what you do when you wake up. It's how you stand opposed after it.
What else? I agree with you. Exactly. What else did you read in that loving Rand Corporation report?
What I did read, it was all about, a lot of it was about drugs, the fortune that I was in, because they were, you know, the Navy and the, was dealing so much drugs then. There were so many drugs pre-Reagan in the Navy that, you know, we were just, you know, the guys knew this is how we're going to get America. We're going to use this drug and we're going to twist their brains and then we're going to synthesize other things and we're going to make people so stupid they don't know what to believe.
Well, that's like the CIA. It was in the Washington Times Friday. I forgot even. I'm so conditioned now that, I mean, it's so well known to us. Washington Times, top CIA people came out and said, yeah, the government brings the drugs in and ships guns to Mexico. I mean, there it is in the news again, Washington Times, and I mean, it's pure evil. And people just say, oh, well, my government couldn't be doing that. I mean, again, I'll go back to this, and we're going to come back. Got some financial news straight ahead. I go back to a year and a half ago, Bloomberg and AP come out and go, yeah, the big insurance company signed a secret deal 11 years ago to take all the death benefits of the troops that they paid. I mean, it totally criminal. I mean, that right there, the government is pure criminal. Pure criminal. And the only one they're going after is Ron Paul. What does that tell you? Because Ron Paul's real, folks.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-737-9107. That's 1-800-737-9107. 1-800-737-9107.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Some of the news I wanted to get to today. tempted to do a whole hour overdrive right now, but then I won't be on the AM and FM dial. It'll just be at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com. Again, I don't feel worthy to be bringing you this information. I'll do 5 minutes overdrive so I can get to Alex, Pamela, Tim, and Johnny, at least here. But I've told people the truth. I've studied history. My analysis is spot on. I wish every day I was wrong. You don't understand how much I wish we were wrong. The tyrants got smart. They figured out how to move slow and how to train people to think it's cute to be slaves. And, I mean, my God, it should be the number one issue in America that diabetes has doubled in the last 10 years. Most forms of cancer have doubled or even more. Man, they're killing us something hardcore right now. And I got all their documents where they admit that they're doing it. That's what's so sick. Aaron Dykes did a 30-minute report last week, and sure, a couple hundred thousand people have watched it. It should be 200 million that have watched that report. I've done almost 3 hours of radio and haven't plugged a sponsor, a book, a video, anything. If you believe in what we're doing, please buy the T-shirts, the books, the videos. Get them out to people. They're at InfoWars.com if you believe in what we've covered here. I could tell you to buy gold and silver from Ted Anderson, but the Lost Leader stuff that he promotes here on air, he might make 3% on. And that's only because he buys the silver and gold when it dips and then sells it to you when it's high at the old price. You know the pitch. The pitch is reality. The pitch is it's a great deal. And in closing, before I end the official radio show and come back in overdrive and take some calls, Ted Anderson, briefly, gold is shot back up today. I'll show folks a graphic. It's up 17-something bucks last time I checked to $1,764.50, climbing. Silver's up as well. Tell us what's going on in the markets today, Ted.
Well, like, you know, CME was a hedge fund, and they drove the prices down by raising the reserve requirements, but that didn't last very long. And obviously the country's problems haven't been solved, and if that doesn't happen, gold and silver is going to continue to rise. Just a few stories on Bloomberg. Nobody wants to talk about it, but, yeah, you're right. Gold is shooting up like a rocket. I just think, you know, small pieces of gold like the franc at 381 would get you a full year subscription to the new, you know, the International Forecaster newsletter. The American Dream video, you know, $88 delivered. You get the American Dream video, Big Brother. You're talking about the Obama's deception. That's one of my favorites of yours. $130, three silver dollars you get at that deal.
You get three silver dollars and three of my best-selling films. So basically free shipping and free three films with the Obama deception in game. Fall the Republic special, you've got the deal with Mark Dice's Big Brother book, the Free American Dream video that really exposes the bankers, free shipping when you get the two silver dollars. And again, Ted can only do this because he bought silver when it dipped, and so that's the only way he could sell it to you at this price now with all the free stuff. Has that gone up yet, Ted? Is it still $88 for the two silver dollars?
Oh, they're still $88, and I'm still holding it there. And you're right about everything's shot up today. I mean, I was able to buy at about 1630 some here just earlier this week, but now we're looking at 1670, 1676 or something like that. I mean, it's really gone up. And so, yeah.
Ted, you're living in the past, buddy. Gold's at 1760.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I've got the numbers wrong. I got it all turned around in my head. Yeah, it's 1700 and it was like 1763, and now it's in the 1770 range, you know. So, I mean, yeah, the market's just strong, and it isn't going to stay down.
Absolutely. Good. Remember back when people said we were kooks because we said it would go to 1,000 and 1,500? Call about the radio specials, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to get into silver and gold, just tell them to read you the radio list. They got a whole list of specials. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you so much, Ted. I'll see you all back live tomorrow at 11 a.m. I'm going to come back with calls.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.